the story we started talking about earlier this week, talked about it last hour as well. The story of Scott Smith needs to be told. People need to hear this story. It's extremely important because Scott Smith, a 48-year-old plumber, was ridiculed on social media, called a right-wing bigot, attacked by the Twitterverse, the mindless piranhas chomping at their keyboard. Keyboard warriors attacking him from all over the country. Why? Because he was dragged out of a Loudoun County, Virginia school board meeting. We now know that his daughter was raped by a transgender girl, read intact male, a boy wearing a skirt in the girl's bathroom there, raped her. His high school child was raped at school, confirmed by the police department and local health system, and then denied by the school board during the meeting that he was then subsequently dragged out of. Bloodied up by police. Why? Because he defended his daughter, who again was, let me use the word, raped in a school bathroom. Julie Gundlach, director of the Independent Women's Forum's Center for Progress and Innovation, joining me. Now the Department of Justice threatening to criminally prosecute parents like Scott Smith, who they, by the way, labeled as a domestic terrorist. Why? Because his daughter was raped. I think I've said it enough, Julie. I think I've made my point. How are you?
Yep. I'm doing well. I'm doing well. It's a terrible story. And I'm glad you're making that point, because this is something that apparently wasn't important to Merrick Garland, National Association of School Boards, which made this request to the Justice Department. We know Merrick Garland is now compromised. His son-in-law works for an organization that pushes CRT in schools. He is profiting. His son-in-law profits from this. Therefore, his daughter profits off this CRT expansion into schools. Merrick Garland is now calling on the FBI to investigate parents who object to CRT and other things in schools. And they issued this report based on the so-called threats and assaults. And really, it was this case that you're referencing where this man defended his daughter. He was at a school board meeting when an activist walked up to him and said, "I don't believe your daughter," which, okay, what happened to believe all women? What happened to the Me Too movement? Where are the feminist groups on this? Where are the victim rights groups on this? Right. So again,
let me jump right in. Hold on. Because
yeah, sure.
Somebody believes his daughter because the boy was arrested for forced sodomy.
And by the way, this boy, this is how the school, first of all, the school district covered it up. The school district kept it quiet, didn't warn other parents that the transgender policy, bathroom policy that they had passed were putting girls in danger. No, they transferred the kid who assaulted this man's daughter out of that school, put that transgender student, intact male student, into another school. And guess what happened at that other school? Another girl was assaulted.
In the bathroom, attacked and assaulted. And instead of telling the truth, Loudoun County, Virginia, opted to bury the story. We don't know what you're talking about. So they could continue to press
their radical policies. They used this poor man as an example of, parents going wild and threatening violence. And not only them, so has the media. So has Never Trumpers David French, who also used the data in this National Association of School Boards report. So, this is all coordinated. This is the media. This is the
school. Let's be clear about what this is, though, Julie. Let's be clear about what the school has done here. In pursuit of their ideology, their twisted, radical, alt-left ideology, they have openly protected, enabled, and empowered a sexual predator. A sexual predator and rapist who's now been charged not once, but twice under their policies after parents said, "Don't do this because you'll have sexual assaults in your bathroom." And they laughed. "That'll never happen. What's wrong with you? You right-wing bigots. What are you, a white supremacist?" People are being hurt.
Exactly.
Kids are being hurt. This is crap. It needs to stop.
It needs to stop. Coupled with this is the push to remove SROs, these are police officers, from schools, happening in my own community, made national news yesterday, made the New York Post reported on Alexandria City's removal of SROs and the incredible increase in violence in our schools. I got my kids out last year, thank God. But there are a lot of children that are stuck in the school district. So these issues are all converging. You've got the defund the police groups. You've got the trans pushers. It is a mess in our nation's schools. And top it all on that, they're not teaching reading, writing, and arithmetic. They're teaching our children to be radical leftists who hate their country.
It's got to stop, Julie. I've had enough of it. And that's why we're going to continue to talk about this. By the way, Mr. Smith says, my wife and I are gay and lesbian friendly. We don't have an issue with the LGBTQ community. We don't. We're not into this children transgender stuff. The person that attacked our daughter, raped his daughter, is apparently bisexual and occasionally wears dresses because he likes them. So the kid is not even what the school board was apparently fighting about, right?
Yes, and look, I know I'm running up against time, but I want to say something really quick. Terry McAuliffe, if he gets elected in Virginia, this will continue. The radicalization of Virginia has made national news. It is astonishing how far left Virginia has moved. And I'm telling you right now, last year Virginia passed a transgender school law, which would allow transgenders into women's girls' locker rooms, into girls' bathrooms. And most importantly, school officials, you know, have to use the pronouns of preference. But if a child has declared themselves to be whatever, and the school finds that the parents aren't appropriately supportive, social services can be called. This is getting terrifying. Children are being abused. Parents' rights are being diminished. Like you said, it has to stop.
Yeah. Here's the thing. Here's something else I want to share, and you got that in. We've got about 30 seconds. The school staff told the father, Mr. Smith, that they would handle it internally, not calling the police. That is a violation of every law in America. You have required reporters, teachers, school bus drivers. These people are required to report this stuff. This school district committed felonies by not reporting this. I got to leave it there. I got
to
leave it there.
Yeah,
Julie,
the rapist isn't the only one who needs to go to jail. Thanks for having me.
Always appreciated. Julie Dunlock, director of the Independent Women Forum, Center for Progress and Innovation. This story will be front and center. Trust me. We'll be back.